You're listening to Comedy Central.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
You know, one thing I really hope is that, as scary as it is, as scary as it will be, I hope that Democrats don't vote out of fear, but rather vote out of conviction. And, you know, I see it within a lot of people in how they talk about Joe Biden. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand Joe Biden's very popular, and I understand why many people would vote for him in the primary. What I am a little concerned about is how many Democrats I've here saying, yeah, look, he seems a little out of touch, and doesn't seem like he has a firm grasp on, like, the modern Democratic Party, but I think he's the only way we beat Trump. And it's like, yeah, but, like, that's what people thought about Hillary as well. Do you know what I mean? And I think people have forgotten, and I understand why, because Trump is such a visceral assault on the senses. I think people have forgotten the power of voting for something as opposed to against something. You know? Like, if you're voting for Joe Biden, go vote for Joe Biden. Be like, no, Joe Biden's my favorite person. I love what he represents. I love his records. I love Joe. I'm voting for him. Don't be like, oh, I'm scared of losing to Trump, so I'm going to pick Joe. No, no. Pick the person you think is the best. Go with that person. And then you go like, this is what represents the party. This is what represents the people. These are the policies. And then you go from there. It is a little scarier. But now imagine losing and then going, ah, I didn't and I wasn't motivated and I didn't think. And do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Just like the people, just like vote for the thing. Because I'll be honest with you. I have yet to meet a single Democratic candidate who is not better than Donald Trump. I'll be honest with you. I'm not even lying. It doesn't matter who. I have yet to meet one person where I've been like, oh, you, yeah, no, Trump is better. No, no. Donald Trump is like, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Even in the debates around white supremacy, when people are like, oh, is your white supremacy? The fact that this is like a genuine conversation should stress people out. Do you know what I mean? The fact that you have to ask, is he a white supremacist? You know, and then people are like, is he not? And then people are like, yeah, well, maybe he says some things that inspire white supremacy. It's like, then stop saying it. So then you have to ask yourself that question. Even if you live in a world where you go like, okay, fine. Let's work with, like, the world as we see it, not assuming anything. Donald Trump says, I'm not a white supremacist. But as we've seen, white supremacists are very comfortable in taking what he says as it speaks to their agenda. Then the question is, Trump, why don't you stop saying the things that inspire the white supremacists? Then he's like, no, I don't. Then it's like, maybe then you don't mind inspiring white supremacists because your agenda is in many ways aligned to theirs. Like, maybe that's the thing. You ready?
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.